Mahdi, got on to the Mahdi. And then I left him, I don't know. Dr. Kapoor came this morning?
No.
No?
Why didn't you go? No, I can see for a few more.
Thank you. You have come from where?
Just now from the Hanuman Mandir. Just down the road there, not far. But we're all from America.
You're remaining there?
We are there during the day, and at night we stay at the Jaipuria Bhawan, a guest house just down to the right. Ninkaroli, Baba. We were just now with Ninkaroli, taking darshan of Baba Ninkaroli. Ninkaroli. And he asked us to come here, to this place, and ask. He requested a kirtan at the temple. He would like some of the people here to come and sing a kirtan, if you wish.
Kirtan we hold here. If you have to go individually, everyone, how would you go?
I don't know. I'm just, he asked me to come and request it, so.
We are holding kirtan here, morning and evening. And one is kirtan.
Yeah.
They are lacking in knowledge. Many defectives that they consider as this body and self. And on that wrong basis, they theorize that way. Because basic standing is wrong, then how can you deliver the right? That one is forward. Anyone considers this body and this self is no better than the air and the car. What is your pleasure? You don't share this body and this self?
I. Oh, yeah.
You? So he's bringing my wedding.
Sometimes a man ignorantly identifies himself with the body, and through God's grace, the bonds of ignorance are, he is released from the bonds of ignorance through God's grace.
By God's grace, Adam.
One attains love for God, pure love. And by loving God, one no longer identifies himself with his body.
The result of loving God, what is it?
Without loving God?
No, so.
Of loving God?
Yes. There must be some.
It's union with God. Union
what,
with
what
God.
Is that union?
What is union? Union, I think it's called yoga, or it's samadhi. I don't really know so much about it, just what I've read.
I want you to say me. What you expect by union? That's why you are there, I am here. And if you speak of union, what is the form of unity?
What is the form of unity? My understanding is that the Spirit, God, the Supreme Spirit, is beyond form, but yet through loving the form of God, it has form, and yet it is formless. It's both has form and formless.
What is that formlessness and what is that form?
That I can't say. What do I know about these things? My own knowledge is just very slight.
You are not learning there?
I'm learning. I'm learning love. It's Maharaj, this Nim Karoli Baba, has told us that love for God is the highest.
But love, we have no form where to love.
You love the form. It's true. You have bhakti. You love the form of God.
But you said formless.
Well, it's a... That... I've read the
bhakti. The house of formless, I can love.
You can't love the formless. It's true.
Yes. Teacher, love. What is the asking intelligent question? If you say formless, the way is love.
He doesn't teach the formless. That was my own view. But that's not anything that he's ever taught.
What does he
teach? He said
form.
He says that, yes, he is a great bhakta of Hanuman. Hanuman is the breath of Ram.
Huh?
The breath of Ram, Svas, Ram Ke Svas, breath of Ram. The breath. Hanuman was the Ram. Ram once asked Hanuman, "What do you see? How do you see me?" And Hanuman answered, "When I know who I am, you and I are one. And when I forget who I am, then I serve you." Nonsense? Well, perhaps that's true. I don't know
anything. When you remember who you are, you serve. And when you forget who you are, you think you're one with God. Just like suppose you sat in Nam Karoli's chair. That's forgetting who you are. That his chila, his disciple, I'm Nam Karoli.
Nim
Karoli. Similarly, when we forget who we are, we think we're one with God. But when we remember, we're his bhakti, we're his servant.
Yes, that's also true, I guess.
And now he is. But in Hanuman, he's the great bhakti of Yama. Great. We should follow in his footsteps.
Great.
One who says he's my devotee is not my devotee. One who says he's a devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. Then we're humble. And we can make advancement.
The Maharaj's teaching, you asked his teaching. These things I've been saying really aren't things that he's told me. But he said that the whole universe was God. And that you should never hurt anyone. That you should serve.
How you can
serve
whole
everyone.
Universe.
I beg your pardon?
How you can serve the whole universe?
How can you serve the whole universe? You love the beings that you find yourself.
You love whom you love.
Whoever you're with.
That is Mr. Buddha, you love me.
Yes,
you love
right.
The whole universe? Why this false English?
Well, certainly every being in the universe is a part of the universe.
You can place your down to a particular person or particular community.
Yes.
Does it mean that you love the whole universe?
No.
Just like nationality. You're American?
Yes.
So you have got your nationality. You love your country. But why you feel doubt? Is that love of anywhere?
If I love America?
Yes. You love your man. But you give your doubt.
Not sure.
Why?
Through God. Through ignorance. Man.
Then how you love the whole universe? If you are in ignorance.
You do your best.
If you are ignorant, you do not know how to love.
That's true, of course. Ignorance.
And how do you speak of universal love? And if you not know how to love, how you speak universal? Big, big words. You do not know the art how to love, and you are speaking universal.
Well, certainly
what
every...
is love? First of all, you say that you do not know how to love, and you are speaking of love universal.
Certainly, each being in the universe is a part of
but
the universe.
But you cannot love each being. That is my point.
They were hinting at it. She was saying, if you love a pure being,
you love the universe. Like you asked, if I love you, I'm loving the universe.
If you love a pure being, then you can love the universe. She stated, if you love a pure being, then you can love the universe.
Then there is impure being and pure being.
Yes.
Is that right?
Is that true?
Then as soon as you get pure being, there is impure being.
It seems that way.
The soul is pure. The soul is pure. That's the only reality. Purity of the soul.
You love God.
God. Purity of the soul. That means there is impurity of the soul.
It seems that way. It seems that there is, to my eyes.
And you have to distinguish which is impure and which is pure.
That's very difficult.
I don't understand. You said there should be an impurity of the soul?
He was asking.
You said. You said purity of the soul. That means there must be the contradictory, impurity of the soul. Then now we have to distinguish which is impure and which is pure.
In the absolute sense, the soul is always pure. There is no impurity. But when man is in ignorance, like as Maya, Sri Krishna's yoga mind, his power of delusion, he makes you see impurity. You see suffering in the world.
So where from the Maya comes?
From, I don't know. I can't answer that. It's God's nature. It's his lila.
He stated that Krishna makes us see impurity. Is this correct, Srila Prabhupada? That Sri Krishna, Lord Krishna, makes us see impurity. He mentioned
when that. A man is in ignorance.
Which is first?
Okay. Which, ignorance or what?
Does Krishna make us in ignorance?
Well, he creates the whole universe and everything.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada, maybe you can explain that. Does Krishna make us ignorant, or are we ignorant?
We are.
Yes.
We are.
Yes. As he said, and he forget.
Yes.
That is enough.
Yes. Can you explain that a little bit more for
him? Yes. He has already said, this forgetfulness is ignorant.
Forgetting God.
Ignorance.
The sense of egoism, I and me and mine, is ignorance. Forgetting that God is everything and that you're nothing.
Then God and you are different. Because you forgive God.
Yeah, he does it. He's not forgetting. And we forget, so there must be difference. And we're impure and he's pure, so we're different. So to
that's the best attitude.
Yeah. So to understand how we're different means we're in knowledge, not ignorance. And then what to do with that understanding means that not seeming. You said it seems, but we're saying not seeming.
Sure. That's because I've read some other types of philosophy.
Now, here. The universe is God. Then you are also God.
Is that, yes, that follows.
Then how do we become ignorant?
That's a mystery. That's something I can't explain.
Everything is a mystery.
Is that true? Is it a mystery?
No.
You understand. Well, that's good.
These made us omaginam tamandasya. By the torchlight of knowledge, he's opened my eyes. This one sense could call me.
Everything is a mystery, but it's not. tells you the answer is then you can know it and it's easy to finish. You can't find out on your own.
No,
you can't.
Prabhupada was the other day saying that we have the science of love of God. Many people say, the material scientists say, perhaps for about 5,000 years ago such and such happened. But we say 485 years ago the Chaitanya came. 5,000 years ago such and such happened. There are 8,400,000 species of life. Not perhaps there are 8,400,000. So it's very scientific.
This is very difficult for the Maharaja to never find that. That everyone is God, but when God becomes ignorant, and what kind of God he is? When he forgets and becomes ignorant. And Maya. So Maya becomes bigger than God. Is it right? Then what is the definition of God? So what is it? And they cannot answer. Just like he said that when you become ignorant, you will lose your God. How it happens? And he said that answer. God, how God can be ignorant? And how can God become forgetful? It is contradicted. Then what kind of God is? That he becomes ignorant sometimes.
And if it's Krishna's yoga maya that makes us forgetful and makes God forgetful, that means Krishna's God.
No, he's the Lord of maya. Krishna is pure communion.
Krishna is the Lord of maya.
Yes, of course. Krishna never forgets.
Mayas are also Krishna's
servant.
Yes, of course.
Of course. If Krishna does not forget, then Krishna is God, isn't it?
Yes.
Then why not take Krishna's instruction? Why go to others?
Well, I have. I try. It's the best of all. I've read the Gita.
What Krishna says?
Bhagavatam.
If Krishna is God, and Krishna is never forgetful, then why not go to Krishna?
He says he's read the Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. So what has come?
The reading is not, I mean to say.
Of course not. Reading is very good.
To understand this, Krishna says, Mata Parataram Nanda Kinshi Dantina. There is no more greater truth than Bhokkaram Dakudasam Sakaluga Mahisara. I am the Lord of all humanity system. So, why should we go to others? God, there is no greater personality than Krishna. And you take the instructions of Krishna. It's very easy.
Where is Krishna?
Huh? But to take instructions from Krishna.
Of course. As much as he allows me.
No, he allows everything. What is the difficulty? Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paritasya Mame Kam Saranam. You give up everything, you just surrender. So if you surrender, who forbids it? But you don't, then you give it.
How does one surrender?
That is another thing. You do not know that you have to learn one who surrender. But the position is this. Krishna says that you surrender. You will surrender immediately. Surrender means is that in war field there is surrender. Then I said, now sir, we surrender. Now whatever life can do, there is surrender. If you like kill me, then if you like kill me, there is surrender. It's very simple. In war field, when the other party is defeated, the force behind surrender. That means if you like getting it, have fun out of my work. People like searching. So, he is the supreme. If he likes, he can kill me. If he likes, he can save me. So I am someone. How can I be equal in Krishna? As soon as you surrender, it is accepted that you are predominated and he is predominated. So how you, the predominated can be equal with the predominator?
He's the Lord.
Abandoned.
Arjuna was denied to fight.
That is dignity. And at the end, when he said, yes, Kanishka Vatanam, my illusion is now over. Unity does not mean oneself loses individuality. That is kind of that kind of. Krishna said that both you and me and all these soldiers and kings, they existed before. Now we are existing and we shall exist in Diksha. So that individuality will be always kept. So unity means agreeing with the order of Krishna, and disunity means not agreeing with the order. Otherwise, your existence, my existence, Krishna's existence, all is individual.
Sometimes people ask, what is God's ultimate goal? Why is God creating everything, and are all these matters?
These are very old questions. These are not very stringent questions. God is not creating. God is giving a chance. The conditioned souls were not with Krishna. They wanted to enjoy this material world. Therefore, God is giving them chance with all that enjoy world. And giving instruction also, that you enjoy in this world, so that you may come back again. Just like father, children want to play in the field, all like to play. Then, as soon as you ask, please come back, it is now time out. They come back. Similarly, this material world, we want it to enjoy. The Krishna has given us faith, all like enjoy. And now, Krishna gives an instruction that now you give us all these things, you have enjoyed. Part of it. Then come back. Then you have He created for you. Same example I always give, that's like the government, when there is formation of a city, a jail construction is also there. You cannot say that why government is giving the unnecessary expenditure of constructing a jail wall. But the government knows that there are some criminals who has to be put into jail. Therefore the jail fees. So because there are criminals, therefore God creates. Similarly, there are many conditioned souls who, instead of serving Krishna, they want to enjoy all sorry. To enjoy to your fullest extent. And when he is tired of enjoying, then Krishna says, just if you give up all this nonsense, just hand that to me, you will be happy. But the demons will never surrender to Krishna. They will say that this material world is false and Brahma is true. But they do not know how to act as Brahma. Brahma means to stop. That is Nirvisheshvad and Shunyavad, to become void. But he cannot become void. If I say, Mr. Satan Sati, sit down here, try to become void. How long is that? Quiet.
No, that's impossible.
It's impossible. So this is a wrong theory. Because I am a living entity. I have got my activity. I can remain quiet for 3 seconds, for 3 minutes. Very glad to see you. Yes. Oh, good boy. Come on. I must have you. you are old. Yeah.